Holly, how are you?
Very well, thanks. Hey, Mick.
Thanks for coming in today. I know it's your day off, but you know, you've given the band a day off, but you're in here giving us a chat and a bit of a song today.
Yep.
Great to be in here. Now, New Zealand's been a hot spot for excellent music for many years, but it seems even more so over the last 5 years, of so many fantastic acts getting worldwide attention, and just one of those is Tiny Ruins. When you started as a solo project, Holly Fulbrook, you've become a collaborative project now of various people over three EPs and an album, Brightly Painted One, which won Best Alternative Album last year at the New Zealand Music Awards.
I know.
So you've now collaborated with another talented New Zealand musician in Hamish Kilgour from New Zealand group The Clean, and your 7-track EP is released this Friday. It's called Hurtling Through. So thanks for joining me in the studio today. It's released on Friday, and you've collaborated with Hamish Kilgour from The Clean. Can you tell us about how you two met and how the EP came about?
Sure. Well, I was actually headed to New York City for the first time, and in 2013, and I knew that the shows were going to be a little bit talkative because it was for CMJ, which is a little bit like South by Southwest, and you kind of have to fight to be heard, you know. And so I wanted some kind of backup or a secret weapon, and I couldn't actually afford to take my band at the time, so I thought about drummers I knew that lived in New York City, and Hamish's name came to mind, and he had put his name on my mailing list a couple of years prior, actually, when I played in Sydney.
Cool.
And so I knew that he'd seen me play, and so I hit him up and basically just said, you know, would you be keen to join me on stage? And he said yes, and so he turned up that first night about 10 minutes before I was due on stage, and we hadn't had any practicing or anything. He just came on stage with me and played his heart out with drums and percussion. And then it was really fun and really like a really different kind of musical experience for me. So we decided to play the rest of the shows that week together.
Wow.
And by the end of the week, we'd played, you know, 6 shows or something and decided to go to the recording studio just to capture what was happening.
Yeah.
And then a year later, almost to the week, I was back in New York City with my band again, and we had a couple of days off. And so I said, well, you guys have a day off, and I'll go meet up with Hamish again, and we'll record some new stuff. So this EP's been a couple of years in the making, and it's I'm glad to be finally able to share it. Yeah,
it's fantastic. So, like you say, it's recorded over two years, like 1 year, and then he went back and did it next year. There must have been a real great dynamic between the two of you to be able to just get into a studio and just bring out these songs. Did you have much of an idea before you went into the studio what was going to come out?
No, and that's kind of what makes the EP special in my eyes, is that Hamish was the one that kind of cajoled me into the studio. He said, you know, we've got to put this down in some way.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't really have any songs finished. And so actually each session he just said, well, you've got to finish them in time. So, you know, we're going tomorrow. And
the pressure.
Yeah, so all the songs on this EP were written incredibly close to the time that we recorded them. Like, on the subway, on the way to the studio, I was finishing one of them. On a flight from Iceland back to New York, I was trying to quickly finish a song. And in a hotel room, you know, with my band kind of just chilling out in the background, I was trying to finish a song. So I feel like the recordings themselves are maybe different to other Tiny Ruins stuff, in the sense that I hadn't really given myself that much editorial time, where I usually like look over songs for months and say, is that word right? For this EP, I was just like, that is what it is. Yeah. I'm singing it like that. And when we recorded the songs, those first and second takes were almost like the first times I'd even played them.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it was really like Hamish was wonderful in that sense, that he was like, this is good, you know, this is a good thing to put yourself in this uncomfortable position and record yourself in this time where you're really exhausted and looking for inspiration, and it's going to push you harder to to come up with something. So,
well, I guess it sounds like a real learning experience for you. Mm. I think it comes across in the album that it's quite raw, but quite but quite fragile. But it just it really really sounds beautiful, and I really love the tracks. I've been listening to it all day.
Oh, thanks, Mike.
So it's fantastic to sort of hear that. That rawness and to hear how it sort of came about. That's really interesting.
Mm.
Look, you've mentioned before that you've had a bit of a go at drumming on some of Hamish's tracks. Do you like the idea of musicians sort of mixing it up on instruments? Do you ever do that much at all in the studio?
I do. I wish I could play drums. I feel like the drums are like my spirit instrument or something.
Yeah.
But no, I tend to stick to what I know, guitar and cello and singing and the odd bit of very, you know, amateur piano playing, and I leave the drummers to the drumming to the professionals.
Fair enough.
But
You've toured a lot after your last album was released, and it seems that you've always been on the road a lot. I suppose is that going to ramp up again now that this new EP is coming out? What's on the cards for you over the next coming months?
A little bit. I mean, I have these shows over here in Melbourne. And Sydney, and then I'm away in Africa for a month, just traveling, and then I'm back doing a few festivals in at home in New Zealand, and pretty much working on the next album. Actually, I'm trying to keep a low profile and not say yes to too many things, because we as a band we're demoing new songs and kind of getting that underway.
Oh, excellent. So, speaking of saying yes to things, I hear you were just at a Singapore Writers Festival a little while ago, and you're talking about the storytelling in your songs. Do you aim to tell a story in your tracks, or does it sort of just end up that way as you're writing? Is it something you're really conscious of?
Well, I think most of my songs come from quite a personal experience place. Mm. So even my first album, Someone Meant for Sea, those songs, even though they were kind of character vignettes almost, they were kind of loosely tied to things that were happening in my own life, and with Brightly Painted One, that was definitely a personal experience, sort of an album. But I think the way that I write, I like to frame things in terms of a bit of a narrative. So if a story isn't really making any sense, or the lyrics are just kind of filler, I feel like I need to give a reason for the words, you know. So it's a story is a very easy way to give reason to words, basically, and there are stories behind every experience, so that's kind of my go-to. And I do love a lot of short stories, literature and poetry, so it kind of
There's a track on the EP. It's called Public Menace, and I was intrigued about it. It sort of sounds like you're just walking down the street and hitting things as you go. What was that about?
So that was Hamish and I were on our way to a gig of his. Actually, that was the one where I played drums on his songs. but we were in some part of Brooklyn walking at night time, and it just rained and it was really empty streets, and he found a spoon on the side of the road and just started hitting all the surfaces in sight, you know, the fences and garage doors. And
what were you recording on?
I just recorded it on my phone. And it was weird because we'd just recorded a song that day that we'd decided to call Kings County. And then we came across the Kings County Bar and Kings County Street. So I don't know if you can hear at the very end of the recording, I'm kind of like, whoa, Kings County Street or something, you know, like I thought it was quite a sweet introduction into that song, Kings County.
Oh, yeah. Serendipitous right there.
Yeah, it was quite spooky.
Here's a bit of the sounds here.
It's classic Hamish.
I got described as a public menace.
Classic New Zealand accent.
Hence the title of the track, Public Menace. It's fantastic. Now, New Zealand, as I was saying, has provided so many great musicians for many years. Can you tell us about a few that you've been listening to a lot back home at the moment?
Well, it's funny because when I kind of got in contact with Hamish, I actually wasn't even that familiar with The Clean.
Okay.
I knew that he was this kind of shining light, but I didn't know their music, really. So I had to do a lot of re-education and find out about all those Flying Nun bands. So, yeah, the Bats and the Chills and, you know, a bunch of their solo projects. Robert Scott, I've also collaborated with from the Bats and the Clean. So, I definitely, you know, did a YouTube exploration and revisited all their old videos and their old albums. Chris Knox, I'm a huge fan and admirer of. But I guess more recent stuff, other label friends, Nadia Reed and Aldous Harding. I really admire their work.
It's a great group of artists. I just really just a swell going around at the moment. It's just so fantastic to see. Yes, Nadia Reed's playing here in Sydney very soon as well.
She's awesome.
And yeah, we'll have to catch her. Now, you've brought the guitar in, and it's fantastic because we're going to have a live track from Tiny Ruins right now. Now, which one do you want to play on the EP?
I'm going to play the title song, which is Hurtling Through.
Great. I'll just pass this around.
You have to imagine some rolling thunderous drums as well in the background.
This bright space.